Well, good afternoon and welcome along to a Community Elements. And I have to say, in this Community Elements, we shall actually have the full interview with Jerry Boyer of the Street Pastors. So looking forward to that one. Jerry will be joining us a wee bit later on. But at this time, Brian has come through to join us in the studio. Hello, Brian.
Hello, Rob. Good to meet you today.
Yeah, good to meet you too today.
Thank you. Thank you.
Now, can I be a terror or shall I not be a terror?
That's up to you.
The diplomatic answer there. I think I'll leave it. I was thinking of being a terror, listeners, but Brian has convinced me otherwise.
Maybe you should explain that.
But then I'd have to tell them why.
Oh, there is somebody here whose birthday was yesterday, and Rob is threatening to mention it.
Yes, enough said.
Exactly.
Right, anyway, on with your good news. That's Brian's.
Very good. A young barber has set out on a mission to offer free haircuts to people in need. Gavin Elphinstone said he had been inspired by the City Church at Gilcomston Park, which works with the vulnerable, homeless and isolated. The 24-year-old apprentice barber was looking for a way to give back to those in need and decided to offer his skills as a barber to those who may want a free haircut, Gavin said. I attend the church, and every Monday they organise a service called Lifestyle for people who may not have families and are vulnerable or homeless. They give them a meal and support them with any issues they may have. It's a place where they don't have to feel judged. I see people who are having a difficult time in life, people who are vulnerable, and I wanted to help out. I can't always help with money, since I have very little of my own, but I can use my skills to help people feel better about themselves. Gavin started his solo project in November in the office of the church, where he set up a small studio with his equipment. He said, "They come in feeling really shy. I play some music for them, and it sets the mood for them to relax. Sometimes they don't even remember the last time they had their haircut." Carolyn Crombie, director of the Lifestyle Programme, said, "Those who have been marginalised and isolated attend the Lifestyle service, and I think it is great when Gavin is doing this. People come in and they are totally different when they leave. We also offer a free meal, because eating together is also a very important social aspect in everyday life." A football-loving 12-year-old with cerebral palsy can finally play the game with his pals on Xbox, thanks to a specially designed controller. Finlay Sangster from Stonehaven was surprised at the school by British Airways pilot Jonathan Knowlson and whisked off to London as part of the project BA Maggie, which aims to create special moments. The young Rangers fan and Millow Forest pupil has always wanted to play Xbox with his friends but was unable to due to his condition. His mum Gail emailed British Airways and asked whether they could help in any way. Gail said the airline has gone above and beyond on the family's behalf. It even arranged for Rangers player Josh Windus to show up at their home at the end of their experience and personally deliver the Xbox to Finlay. Gail said, "Johnny the pilot showed up at Finlay's school to surprise him in a Lamborghini, then took him to the airport in style. We were put up in a lovely hotel, and the company really went above and beyond for us, as well as getting us to special effect so Finlay could work with them to specially adopt a controller. When BA organised their surprise visit to Finlay's school, they also presented him with a signed Real Madrid shirt from his idol Cristiano Ronaldo, addressed to Finlay by the superstar, and he received a video message from Rangers captain Lee Wallace. Finlay was then told he and his mum, Dad Bruce, and his five-year-old brother Brody would be flown to London to get his very own bespoke Xbox controller. Next day, the family visited Special Effect, a charity that helps people with disabilities play video games by using technology that ranges from modified joypads to eye control. The organisation assessed Finlay and ensured he would finally enjoy the magic of playing on an Xbox together with his family and friends. The Special Effect charity said it had been rewarding to work with Finlay. Mark Seville from the organisation said, "Finlay actually said to me, 'Thank you for making my dream come true.' And this is the whole reason we do what we do." Northeast residents have backed a social enterprise's pledge to feed the homeless, as more than 30,000 prepaid meals were bought online. It Is On began its fourth annual festive fundraiser for Social Bite on Tuesday, and in less than 24 hours, more than 30,000 vouchers had been donated to help feed rough sleepers in Scotland. Each voucher, worth £5, buys a meal for a homeless person or gifts for children, families and individuals affected by homelessness. Donations poured in from across the country, including around 4,000 from Aberdeen, in response to the appeal. The gifts are to be distributed to night shelters and temporary accommodation in Aberdeen, Edinburgh and Glasgow, such as the Bethany Christian Trust. Josh Littlejohn, co-founder of Social Bite, which has a branch in Aberdeen, said, "Before our first It Is On fundraiser in 2014, we were a small social enterprise and often ran out of food donated through our Pay It Forward scheme and would have to turn people away or ask them to come back later. After the first It Is On fundraiser ran, we were completely blown away by the response. More than 32,000 vouchers were donated, allowing us to provide meals not just on Christmas Day, but right throughout the year. Each year, it gets bigger, and since it launched, we've never had to turn away a single person, which is incredible. Last year, over 75,000 vouchers were donated to It Is On. The food firms Glasgow, Edinburgh and Aberdeen cafes will open their doors on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day to serve dinners with all the trimmings. Social Bite on Union Street will be open on Christmas Eve from noon until 3 p.m. and on Christmas Day from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Social Bite will receive all the donations, and It Is On has said that any additional funds will be donated to support services which help fast-track families into accommodation. It is the end of an era for an Aberdeen grandfather as he makes his final annual Christmas lights after almost four decades. For the last 36 years, Eddie Stevenson has created a huge festive display in his family's front garden on Ashgrove Road West. The 74-year-old has decided after this year he will be retiring from putting on the child-friendly display. Eddie asks members of the public to make donations to charity and has raised more than £250,000 over the last three decades. Donations reached £5,212 from last year's display, with the money then divided between nine local charities, which focus on helping children with additional support needs. The decorations include Mickey and Minnie Mouse, Postman Pat, and a host of other Disney and fairy tale characters. Eddie said, "It takes a lot of work to install them, and I've decided that this year will be the final year. I get help from other people and family members, but we're all old age pensioners, so now it is time to stop. I'll be sad to stop doing it, as it has become a habit every year, and I'll be sad thinking about the charities that won't receive money from the displays anymore. I've added to the displays year on year, and the newest addition for this year is My Little Pony characters, as they are very popular with the children. A keen artist during his school years, the characters were all designed in his garage on Ashgrove Road West. He said He loved seeing the children visiting the display, and that he didn't have a favourite decoration. Eddie added, "Getting the children here with their parents and donating to charity is what it is all about. No doubt the generous people of Aberdeen will dig deep to make sure he goes out in a blaze of glory." We have a text today from 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 15. "This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners." And he certainly did that.
Yes.
Isn't that a marvellous gift?
And it is a gift that we actually celebrate at this time of year.
Yes.
Most certainly. Thank you very much for that, Brian, and I'll ask you to repeat that scripture at the end of our conversation. That four great news stories today, and I particularly like this story again of the BA who went out of their way to actually make it possible to create memories, and they did that in such a good way. Although you might think for a big company it's nothing off their skin of their nose, but they actually did that, and they went that distance to actually make a huge difference in the life of a boy who would otherwise not have the opportunity.
I think that was a fabulous deed that they did there. And Finlay Sangster will remember this for the rest of his life. In fact, many of us will, because it's such a great deed that they have done.
A story, and it's a good feel-good thing. And there's more. There are the other news stories that, again, are really well worthwhile picking up on. Brian, do you have a personal...
I like all of them.
I'm sure you do.
I don't choose any that I don't like, I can assure you. But now, I was impressed with the barber.
Yeah.
Okay, he's not getting anything... he's not getting any money out of this. He's doing this as a free service. But I'm quite certain that he will get a great deal of satisfaction knowing that these people are being aided in a way that they wouldn't otherwise be able to, you know. So I think a lot of credit must go to Gavin for this. He'd done a great job there.
Yeah.
And I like the fact that this Itterson is feeding so many people at this time of year and other parts of the year, because it's the people who...
The social bite.
Yes. Yeah. They're in real difficulty, and this will be a real occasion for them when they receive. I mean, they're getting the meals and all the trimmings, as it says. You know, there's a sense that they're not holding back anything there.
No,
they're really putting an effort in to feed these people who need it, and so there's a lot of appreciation.
And there's a lesson for all of us.
Well, there is, actually, indeed. So. How kind are we to other people?
It makes you think when organisations like a Social Bite actually go ahead and do that, and there are some who have funds available to them who could go and make a difference on the streets, and yet, God bless you, have a great day, and off they walk again.
So there's no depth to the help. Pity. Although...
Faith without deeds is...
Yes, very true.
But as I say, a lesson to all of us. Some great, cheery and good news and goodwill stories.
Yes, indeed. And I was also impressed, you know, with Ashgrove Road West.
Yes.
Because that has gone on 36 years. I mean, I've passed by several times and... On each and every occasion that I've seen it, I have been impressed. In fact, almost more than impressed. You know, it's really a very, very good service that he's done there. It's just a pity that, you know, he'll be retiring. But we cannot criticise him for retiring.
No.
We can only thank him for it, because it's only been good that he has been doing. And I'm very, very impressed with what he has done. And it has cost him quite a bit. in time and, I would think, money in...
electricity.
Oh, my, yes.
Hopefully he's had some a little bit of help with that.
Well, we would think so. Yeah. The charities will miss out, you know. But he has to be thanked for every penny that he has contributed. Done a marvellous job there.
And raising over £250,000, well, nearly £250,000,
yes,
toward these charities.
That's fabulous.
It just takes one person and one person's determination to actually make a difference,
yes,
in another's life.
Yes, and encourage others to do the same.
And encourage. So who knows, for some of these people, they do put fantastic light displays outside their houses. I came past a house the other day which had a giant snowman on the side of the house, so maybe they decided to actually do something and make a real effort at it, they could raise a lot of money for charity too.
And seeing these things cheer people up at the same time, don't they?
Yeah.
Makes you feel happier.
Or even if a whole street were to put out Christmas decorations and they had a collective collection for charities, that each garden had something different.
That would be fantastic.
Yeah.
Wow.
Anyway, here's thinking about our own garden. Help. Anyway, Brian, thank you very much for that. You've got that scripture from Timothy.
Yes, indeed. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Amen.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Brian, for that one. And we will see you, actually, because of Christmas, that time of year, we will be back in a fortnight.
You mean I've got a holiday?
I mean you've got a holiday. So thank you very much, Brian, and we'll look forward to seeing you in 2 weeks' time.
My pleasure.